Yeah, Mishnayis Masechta Saita Perches, all the Mishnah Dalit. Mishnah Dalit. The Elu, these are the people, Shein Zozim and Kerm, they don't have to move from the place, meaning Shasmuch, they don't have to go to Mechom at all. They have a Ptur not to go to have Mechom. And also, they don't have to do any work either. And that's Bona Bayis Vechanochai. Somebody built a new house, and he moved in already. Because he didn't live there for a year yet, so that year he has the right to take off, he doesn't have to go to Mechom at all. Whereas Nota Kermachilai, someone planted a vineyard, and it's the fourth year, he started to be Poydirit, but the year's not over, so he has the right to stay home and enjoy it that year. He made Kedushin, and now he made Nisuyin. So once he makes Nisuyin, that's the law, he's supposed to stay home for a full year. Or else Hakoinis says Yevimtai, his brother died, and now he made Yibum, his Miyabim, his brother's wife, that's like Nisuyin. So he has a right to stay on the full year. Shinem and the Pasuk says, Noki Yi Alevesa Shona Echos. 1 year has a right to stay home to be free. He doesn't have to go to Mechom and do any work at all. So we dash, when the Pasuk says, Levesa we dash in Zeh Besoi. That means his house. Again, if he moved into his house, he has a right to stay there for a full year. Then the Pasuk says, Yia Zeh Karmoi. Started to enjoy his Kerem. He has a right to stay home that year. Then Vesim Achas Ishtoi, Zu Ishtoi, that goes on his wife. If he made Nisuyin, has a right to stay home that year. And says, Asher Lokach, that comes to include, Lahava Yes Yevimta, even his brother's wife, when his brother died in Mitzvah Yibum, after he made Yibum, he has a right to stay home with her full year. Einon Maspikin Maimamos, they don't have to do any work, they don't have to go fetch, feed water and food to the people that are fighting. V'yein the Masakim Sadrachim, they don't have to work and clean, fix up the route, the roads. The other people we had before, when they go home, they don't have to fight, but they have to at least do this type of work. These people, the Pasuk says, Noki has a right to be free completely this full year. Mishnei. Then the Pasuk says, V'yosfu ha-shoitrim l'davar elom. In other words, after we had Mishnayisim before that, the Kayin Meshuach Mechama, he said things to the Yam, and he said it had an interpreter saying it over him. Now we're saying things, not that the Kayin said over him, but the Shoitrim themselves said it over and was interpreted by the Shoitah, by the policeman themselves. So Pasuk says, V'yosfu ha-shoitrim l'davar elom. And now the Shoitrim came to speak to the Yom. The Yom, when they said like this, Mi yoish ha-yorei v'racha levav. Who is the man that's afraid and has a weak heart? Yelech v'yoshim l'vaisi, has a right to go back home. So Reb Kiva, Mekiva says, what does the Pasuk mean to say? Ha-yorei, something, but he's afraid. V'racha levav, he has a weak heart. Kemashmo, it means kipshutai. Sheni yochulam bekishri amacham. He's afraid to go to fight. He's afraid to see people killed. But Leroy Scherik Sluf is afraid to see a sword. That's the pshat. Whoever's afraid has the right to go home. Rabbi Yosi says the pasuk says Hayori, somebody that's afraid. Barach Haleva, if it was a weak heart. Zeh misyorim in avera shebiyodim. Not that he's afraid of the machamam, but he's afraid that he may be killed because he has Averis. He did Averis. He's afraid to go to war. The Thikov, therefore, told Soloi a terrorist Kalelum. Therefore, the terrorist said these things, that a person that built a new house, that built a Kerem, or made Kedushin, has a right to go home, in order not to embarrass this person that wants to go home because he has Averis. The Thikov, therefore, told Soloi a terrorist Kalelum, Sheyachza Biglolum. Means to say that if the person's afraid of an Averis, he shouldn't be embarrassed to go home, because people will say he's not going home because he has Averis, but people say he's going home because maybe he built a new house, maybe he has a Kerem. Rabbi Yosi says, Almona l'koin godl, the Kedushim was b'Averom, or else Gerusha v'chalutz l'koin hedyet. The Kerem is not allowed to marry Gerusha v'chalutza. Because Mamzeros in Sin Li Yisrael, Rosbas Yisrael Mamzel Nosin, Hareyu, that's suited what the Pasuk means, Hayorev Rachalevo. I mean, someone that did an Avera that's married through an Avera, he should go back home, he should not go to the Mechoma. Then the Pasuk says, Mishnah Vov, Fahoye Kechalis HaShoitin L'Dabar Elom. When the Shoitin, the policeman, finished speaking to the Yom, Ufaktu, they appointed Soreit Savoy's Rosh Yom. They appointed like generals, captains, for the Rosh Yom. And then the Pasuk says, Vakeva Shalom, and in the back of the Yom, is that people in charge in the front? And that people in charge in the back. That means to keep from lefneim v'yachareim yachareim. As they put strong people in front of the Yam, and they put strong people to stand up in the back of the Yam. As they made sure that that nobody ran away from the mechama. Ukshilim shel barzel b'yadayim, and they had like hatchets made out of metal in the hands, in order to watch to make sure no army men ran away. V'chol ha'mavakish lachzer, whoever wanted to go away from the mechama, harishus b'yod, these people had permission lekapeh cheshukov, like to bang, to hit their thighs. Why? Nisan, like the beginning of losing a war is running away. If they run away, that means they're going to lose. So it's not good that let anybody run away from the mechama. Shem and Apostle says in Shmuel, Nos Yisrael of Nei Plishtim, that the Klai Yisrael started to run away from the Plishtim. And it says, Vegam Magayf Udel Hoysabam, that they were knocked out then. There's a big Magayf, they lost the mechama because of this. Well, Havim Noem, another Apostle, it says in Shmuel, Vayanusu Anshe Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael ran away, Mifnei Plishtim, in front of the Plishtim. It says, "Vayiplu chalom," they fell down dead. That's the way to lose a war, to run away. It's here by the Muhammad's dead people, they set up people in front and people in back to make sure nobody runs away from the Muhammad. Mishnah Zayin, when was all these things said? The Muhammad's are Rishus. Muhammad's when having a Muhammad's stam to widen the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, or to take away from the Goyim. That's when you have these halachis, that people have right to have a patur not to go to fight. Avav v'mechemes mitzvah, mashal by the mitzvah of going koivish Eretz Yisrael with Ben Yeshua, when the world's from Mechem to go against Amalek, then hakel yoytzim, everybody has to go out to fight. Afilu chosin mechad, even a chosin from his room, v'kala mechel posoi, there's no paturim. Om Rav Yehudi says, v'med, when was this says, v'mechemes mitzvah, that's when people have right to go home. Avav v'mechemes choivam, but a chayv, he calls it, then I call Yitzchak for Chosim Mechedu v'Kalam Mechaposai. So in the Gemara, it's a machlekes. What exactly is the machlekes over here? Yerchanan says that the Rabbanin first sheet that calls it a Rishus, that's called the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that the Rabbanin say Mechamas Mitzvah, that's like a chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's real, the machlekes is only if they have a mechama when Yidin fight against the Goyim, that the Goyim shouldn't come to fight against them. If Yehuda considered that a mechemes mitzvah, and the mechama considered that a mechemes rishus. Yeah, Perek Chi Mishnah. Egla Arufa Biloshin HaKodesh. I mean, the parash, when you find the mace outside the city, we measure, we find out to which city is closer. So as the kamer of the city have to come out and they have to say a parasha. So the parasha, they say, they have to, the Badafka say the Loshin HaKodesh. You know, the psukim that they say, Yodeinu l'shofchas adam hazeh, or else kapali amcha Yisrael, so Gemara Darshan, this has to definitely be said in Lashon HaKodesh. But it says in the Parshag Larufa, V'yonu v'yomru, and it says by the brachos in the Klaus also, V'yonu alavim v'yomru, is Lashon HaKodesh. Now the Mishnah explains weiter, the halacha now, the seder of the Egel Larufa. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki yemotzei cholo ba'dom, if you find a dead body outside in the floor, outside the city, the pasuk says, "V'yotze zekeinecha b'shevtechem." The zekeinim and the shevtim have to go out. So, what does the pasuk mean, "Zekeinecha b'shevtechem"? So, the Mishnah says it means shloisha mi bezin agodu shebirushlayim hayu yotzim. There's three from the bezin agodu shebirushlayim have to go out to the mokum where the dead body is to measure it. And that's the pasuk says, "B'shevtechem" means the miyuchodim, the special shevtim from the bezin agodu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chamisha, you have to have five of the Shoiftim from the Bez Nagoda come out. Shneimer says, Zekeinecho, which means Shnaim, at least two. V'Shoiftecho, Shoiftim judges also mean Shnaim, two. So that's four. And the Klal is, V'yein Bez Nishok, you can't have an even number of Dayonim. So therefore, Moisifim and Aleim Moidechet, you have to add one more. That's how you have five. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shittim. You have to have five Dayonim from the Bez Nagoda come out to measure the halal, where he is, to which city is the closest. Mishnah Beis, Nimtza Tomin Bagal. Let's say we find a dead body covered up in a bunch of, covered up with stones. Or else, Oitolibilim, we find the mace hanging on a tree. Or else, Oitzof Apneamayim, he's floating on top of the water. In such a case, Lehoya Orphan, there's no parsha of Egla Rufa. Why? Shenema the Pasuk says, Boadoma. It says, Ki motzei chalal ba'adoma, mach, you have to find them on the ground, and not if he's covered up. V'loy tam and began, not if it's covered up with a pile of stones. Then the pasuk says, Neifel, and he fell, mashma v'loy tol lebilo, not that he's hanging on a tree. And it says, Nofal apnei, it says, Basoda vidarshin, V'loy tzof apnei amayim, not if he's floating on the water. Then there's no pasha egla rufa. So if the Mishnah was going to be Nimtza somach lesvor, you find the mace on the frontier, like right outside the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and on the side of it, the other side, like lives Goyim. So it's Kamat Vadaim that the Goyim killed him. Or else earlier you found the mace near a city, Sheruba Nochrim, most of them are Goyim. Or else, so in these cases also there's no Denegla Rufa, because as Kamat Yigobos arrived, the Mestam of the murderer was a Goy, and therefore there's no Denegla Rufa. Or else, what's going to be, you find the mace near a city, Eilir, Shane, Bo, Bezdin, that there's no Bezdin in that city. So also, Lohaya Orphan, there's no mitzvah of Egla Rufa. The Gemara says what it means to say is not that in the last case, not there's no Egla Rufa, means we don't count to that city. From that city, since there's no Bezdin there, so we don't bring an Egla Rufa. But rather, we measure to the next city that's closest, that does have a Bezdin. And then, that Bezdin there, they have to bring the Egla Rufa. What's going to be, the Mishnah says, Nimtza Mechuvin Ben Shtei Arois. You find the mace right smack in between two cities. So then the Lachar is Shteyim Mevias Shtei Agolos. Like both cities have to bring, the Bezna, both cities have to bring an Egla Rufa. So it comes out that two Egla Rufas are brought. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah says, Zvaita V'yein Yerushalayim Mevias Egla Rufa. If the city closer to the mace is Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, there's no din egla rufa, because the pasuk says kimotichlal ba'adomar shemashom lekech noisim mechol rishto. It has to be a city that is bichlal Yerusha. Mashenkin Yerushalayim was not nechlekul shvatim, and therefore there's no din egla rufa. So again, we don't count from that city, but rather we have to count to another city that has a bezdin and that has Yerusha, and then they'll bring a egla rufa. Mishnah Gimel. Nimtza roisha b'makamech. Let's say we found the mace's head in one place. The gufa in his body b'makamech another place. So where do we start counting from? So Mishnah says, Malichan roisha etzla guf divrei Reb Eliezer. We bring the head to the body, and we start counting from there, which city is closest. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says, no, ha guf etzla rosh, the ikar is the head. We bring the body to the head, and from there we start counting which city is the closest. The Kiva Samara says of Kiva holds that the head fell down first, and then the body fell down. So the Ikam Makam Tchil is where the head is. Therefore, you're supposed to bring the body to the head and bury him there, and there we also measure. It's like Mishnah Dalit. Meyein Hoyemoydidim means from which part of the body did they start to count to see which city is closest, start to measure. Reb Lezra Mimitiburi, start from the belly button, the bill of the body, and that's where you start counting which city is closest. Rabbi Kiva Roima Mechot May from his nose. That's where the Chiyas of a person comes from his nose. Nishmas Ruachayim Ba'apoy, that's where you start counting. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Roima Mimokim Shinasacholo, usually a person is killed from, and that means Mitzavoroi, from his neck. That the Pasuk says, Losin Cheskelos Asarzcha El Tzavoroi Chololoi. So that's the Mokim from his neck, that's where you start counting. And the loch is like Rabbi Akiva, that we start counting mechotme from his nose. That's where the chiyus says we start counting from the nose. Now Mishnah Hey, Nifteru Ziknei Yerushalayim v'hov cholhem. Like either the three or the five dayanim from the Bez Nagod of Yerushalayim, after they measured which city is closest to the mace, they left, they finished. And now Ziknei Oyseir, the city that's closest to the mace, the Zakenim of that city come out now. And they are the ones that Mevi'im bring the Eglas Bokor. Like the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Eglas Bokor, this calf of the herd, Ashele'ubad Bo, that wasn't worked with yet, Ashele'moshcha Boil, they didn't have a yoke on it yet. And the Mishnah says now, V'yeimamun Poisaboy, even though there's a mum on this Agola, this egg of this calf, still does not passel. On the Paraduma does passel, but Negle Rufa not. The Egla Rufa, this eagle, has to be 2 years or less. It can't be more than 2 years old. It's not called an eagle anymore. So you have to bring it that was not, did not do any work at all yet. And Umarid Noisoy, the Zikne Bezdin, bring it down, the Nachalei son, to this place called Nachal Eson. Now, what is the word Eson kemashmo? Eson means koshetan. In other words, this Nachal, this lake valley, is a place that the ground is very kosher, and it was not, they did not work on it yet. And then it says, Afal pi shena Eson, even though it's not, and the Eson kemashmo, now kosher, as long as the ground is kosher, Afal pi shena Eson kosher, even if it's not in this place, Eson, any valley that the ground is hard, like stone, it's kosher to bring the egg roof there. For orfa noisoi bekeifetz machareho, and they chop off the head with a hatchet from the back. That place where they killed the Egla Rufa, it's also to plant in that place. I'm not going to do any work there. But Amuta Lisrik Shom, you're allowed to do work, not avoid the sakak. You're allowed to comb out pishtin flax, or the Naki Shom Avodim, something to clean out stones. It means you can't work on that ground. But that's the move-in. But here somebody killed somebody and then did not let him finish his life. He didn't let him finish off work in his life. So therefore, we take this eagle now and kill it. The young eagle, we kill it also. You stop him from letting it do its rest of its life and do it in a hard mockim, in a mockim where nothing grows, as if to say you didn't let this person grow. Mishnah Vov. Zikne Oisir means the Bezdin, all the people means the Bezdin of that city where they found the dead person closest to, is Roich Tzinesh Yedem B'mayim. They would wash their hands in water, b'mokim arifosu shel eglo, in the place where they kill this eagle. In other words, where they brought this eagle arufam, v'yomrim, and the zekein and the bezdin would say, yodeinu loy shofchu es adom azeh, v'yeneinu loy ro, our hands, we did not kill this person, and our eyes, we did not see it happen. Here's a pasuk in the Devarim. So this the mission asks, v'chi adateinu also, did it enter our mind, that the Bezdin here, the older people in the Bezdin, they are the ones that killed him. What do they have to say? What does the Pasuk mean? Eller, rather, the Pasuk means like this. What the Tzkenim have to say is, that this person did not come to us when he was in our town, and we did not let him leave without giving him food. Or else, we did not see him, and let him go without anybody escorting him. In other words, that we were not the cause for him to die. In other words, if he left out hungry, or nobody was malavim, escorted him, he'll go with a bad feeling. The person has a bad feeling, has a bad mazel, then it's easy for him to get hurt. By shaking, if he would have fed him well, and it would have been malavim, it would have given him chizuk, and then it maybe wouldn't have happened. So that's what the Tzkenim have to say. We had no cause at all in his death. V'akanim oimrim, and then the Kanim say the Pasuk, Dov, Kaper liamcho Yisrael Shepodiso Hashem. Hashem, please forgive Klal Yisrael. Ve'atitein damnoki bekerav amcho Yisrael. So the question is that loyhoy tzrichim the Kanim didn't have to say v'nechaper leam adam, that the dam should be attained, should be forgiven. Ela rather the pshat in this pasuk is not really the Kanim saying it. Ela rather ruach hakodesh mifasrosin, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, the ruach hakodesh is telling us. That Eimusai Shetasa Kochel, whenever Klai saw does this mitzvah of Egla Rufam, is Hadom Mitzchapelhem. The dam would be a kapara for us. Through doing this mitzvah of Egla Rufam, the dam that was spilled would be a kapara for Klai Yisrael. Mishnah Zayin. Nimtza Horeg actually Nerfu Agolam. Let's say they found the murderer before they killed this eagle. The locher is, you don't do it anymore. You don't do the Egla Rufam. You don't kill the eagle. Then Tetzai let the cycle go out and pasture in the fields, meaning to say it has no Kedusha at all. V'siro beida, let it be part of the rest of the group, it's not also. Mashenki mishener for eglo, let's say after they chopped off the head, then they found the murderer. Slamaisa, as soon as they make that rofa, it becomes also banor. And therefore, tikobe b'mkoyma, you have to bury it now, this eglo, in its place, because it's ready also banor. And the reason is why shall sofik bos mitchilos, even though at the beginning we first brought it, like it was only brought on a sofik, on a delt. So we don't know whether we're going to find the murderer or not, and still there's a mitzvah to bring it. So when you brought it, it has a shame, Egla Rufa becomes also banor. Kipro sveikom v'olcholo. Meaning that the Egla Rufa made a kapora min a sofik. Therefore v'olcholo, it did what it's supposed to do, and therefore the eagle still remains also banor, because the shots we killed it, we didn't have the murder yet, so it did its job and made a kaporim in Asafik. Ner for Hagola, let's say they made the Egla Rufam, V'yachakach Nimtza Horeg, and then we find the murderer, is a Reza Yehoreg. You have to know that we still killed the murderer. Don't think that since the Bezdin brought the Egla Rufam, they said before, maybe the dam is Mechaper. No, it's only Mechaper on Asafik. But now that we find the murderer, Avadi, he still gets his Misa. Yeah, Mishneches. Eidechad Oimor Reisias Ahurig. 1-8 says that he saw the way this Reuven killed the person. He saw the murderer. The Eidechad Oimor, another one says, Lo Reis, no, that you did not see it. He's Machish the first aid. So Lachariz is considered like we have Eidechad Bachoshes like Klum, so we still bring the Egla Rufa. What's going to be Isha Meris Reisi? One lady says, I saw the murderer. The Ishmer, another lady says, Lo Reis, no, you did not see it. Hoyorpin, the Lochriz, they still brought the Egla Rufa. Edechad Bachosha, one against one is Leklum. What's going to be Edechad Emerisi, or Schneimer, or Lo Reis? The two items said you didn't see it. Avad, the same thing, Hoyorpin, they still brought the Egla Rufa. The Chiddish is, what's going to be Schneimer, or Minu? Two items said we saw the murderer. The Yechreim, only one Edechad says he's Makashim and says, no, he says, Lo Reis, you did not see them, you did not see the murderer. The locher is, we believe the two Edim, one Ed is not Nemek and Neger to Edim, and therefore we would not bring the Egla Rufa. We like have Edis, we know who the murderer is, there's no Din Egla Rufa. Mishneh Tes, Misherabu Harachzonim. When the time came when there were a lot of murderers around, and maybe they know who the murderer was, like they know who the murderer who was the Muad to kill, so then both Egla Rufa did not bring an Egla Rufa anymore. Because we know more in Mistom, it's not called a Suffolk. Not called like Leineda, we don't know Miko, because we say that murderer is the one that killed him. Mishabua Lozim Ben Dinai, he was a Ratzech, he was a Ratzech Mefursim, everybody knew he was a murderer. So when he came, Lozim Ben Dinai, Oschina Ben Prisha Hoyo Nikra, he used to call him Schina Ben Prisha, that was a nickname he used to call him. And he used to change his name that people should not know who he is. And afterwards they found out he's a big murderer. It's Chazal L'Groysoi Ben Harachson. They called him, you're the son of a murderer, you're a murderer. And the same thing, Misherabu Hamanofim, it came out that people in the Beis, Mikdash Hasheni, they did a lot of znus, people were mezana with other Eishasish, is Pasko Hamayim Amorim. They didn't have a Pasha of Saita, they didn't bring the Mayim Amorim. Because it's not called Niko, the husband is not Niko, Movin Azer, the husband also did znus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai of Sikkim is the one that stopped the Mayim Amorim. Shnei Amar the Pasuk says, Lloyd Efkoid al Benoy Seichem ki Siznenom v'yakol Seichem ki Sinoafu ki Heim. So Pasuk in Hosea is that the Mayim is not Boidik the Soito if the husband himself was not Nuka from the Avera. So Pasuk, I won't check out the Benoy Seichem because the husbands were also over the Avera. Mishemes Yosi ben Yoez Yisredom. When he was mace, and there were then v'yaisi ben yerch yishuv ishu shafam Yerushalayim, bot lo hashkolus. It stopped already. People that have a name hashkolus. Hashkolus means call the boy. They have everything. Midas toivos Yerushalayim, v'tamichomim. These were the last ones. Shneim and the pasuk says in Michom, ein eshkol lecho bikura ivso nafshi. There's no more grapes around. That means to say there's no more chosid v'yosher. Muzbotel the smid of the Ashkelos is Shakel boy. Ye Mishneh Yud. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik, is heavier hoidois amaisa. He was mevatel the amira vidu maisa. Loch Riz, when you brought maisa, third year, when you mevari the maisa, so used to say psukim. They used to say, I did all I was supposed to, began the sati lelevi. So he was mevatel not to say this. Because in his times, Esther Ezra, when they went up at the Bais HaSheni, since the Levim did not go up, so Ezra was mevatel not to give the Maiserishan to Levim, but said to give it to the Kohanim. And therefore they can't say the Pasuk anymore of the Gam Nasati Levi. So therefore they're mevatel, they stopped saying this Vidui Maiser. The Pasuk says, like, Biarte Kodesh Men Abayis Gam Nasati Levi. So since they couldn't say this anymore, they stopped it. Misha says, right, that Yechanan God will also afu bitles amoirim. He also stopped Levim from saying by the shear of the carbon, he used to say the Pasuk at Hillim of Ura lo matishin Hashem, like wake up, why is Hashem sleeping? So they used to sing this. That's called Hamoririm. And he was Novatlit, because he said, Adarab, Hashem doesn't sleep. The Pasuk says, Hine lo yom Elisha and Shem Yisrael. And therefore that Pasuk of Ura lo matishin was only when Klai Yisrael was Bitzar and the Goyim was Bishalva. Mashenkim is man based in Migdish, the Klai Yisrael was Bisholim. You don't have to say this Pasuk. So he was Novatlit, Bitles Hamoririm. The Yes Hanoikrim also, that Noikrim means hitting. People used to hit the eagle by a korbin before they made the shechita. They'll like scratch him, hit him between his horns in order to make it easy to make the shechita. They want like the blood to come out, the blood should go between his eyes and mix him up. It'll be easy to make the shechita. So that's what people used to do. So he stopped it because he said it looks like there's a mum bekotchim. So he stopped them from scratching the animals there. The blood should not drip. The Mishnah says that Yomov up until this time is how you patish makim bishlaim. Like on Chol HaMoed, people will still be banging like the blacksmiths if they're doing a malachis of Ovid. Something that if you don't do it, you'll have a loss from it. The Dover Ovid, you'll have to do on Chol HaMoed. But he stopped them. And he said, even though you're allowed to do it, but since it's making too much noise, it looks like a Nuvdu Dechol, he stopped them from doing it on Chol HaMoed. Over Yomov at his times, you went into a store and you bought Paris from it, like an Amoritz, you didn't have to ask whether the person took off Trumas Amaisis or not. Because at his times, the only thing he had to take off was only Trumas Amaisis, that's all. The Truma Gedola, we weren't Cheshit, they for sure took off. And Maisa Sheni could eat in Yerushalayim. So if it was only a Shaila of Trumas Amaisis, so just be marked to Trumas Amaisis, you don't have to ask any Shailas. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha bought Lo Sanhedrin. It's talking about the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, after it was Boto, the Bezna Nagod was in Yerushalayim, is Boto Lashir Mibein HaMishtois, who then was Nisa, you're not allowed to sing anymore by a party of wine. Not by Beis HaChasna, the Yasa in Yerushalayim, you can't have music. Shneem the Pasuk says, Bashir Lo Yishtu Yoyin. It says like when you're singing, you shouldn't drink wine. In the Mokum, you're drinking wine, you shouldn't have Shir. The Gemara Darshan that this goes on after the bittul of the Beis Nagod in Yerushalayim, al zeichel churban abayis, you're not supposed to have music by with the shir by yishtu yai. And some portion of say there's only stam music, mashenka and shiras which is bochis. Mengen chasdi Hashem, that's mengen klai Yisrael that they still say these things beis achasnis beis amishtois. That's muta. Mishnah Yudbeis, mishemaisu nevim arishonim. That's why the by the time of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, that there were all the Nevi'im were mace, chutz michag etzchar yimalachai. They were still at the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So it says, mishemes Nevi Rishonim. That means by the end of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon was bought the Urim V'Turim. They didn't have the Urim V'Turim anymore. There was only the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. They did not have in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was chorav, is Botel Hashomir. They didn't have any more the shomer. That's this a small ant like the size of a barley that was made from sheshesh and made brachos, and it could crack anything, no matter how a stone could crack. So when Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, he took the shomer. That's the way he cracked the stones, because you weren't allowed to use metal to break the stones. So they had this shomer during the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. But when the Beis Hamikdash was choriv, they don't have any more the shomer. The Mishnah says also, v'noifes tzufim, that's very sweet honey. That's divash, that's meshubach, it looks good, it smells good, it tastes good. And this was bought after the Beis Hamikdash, didn't have this anymore. Uposko anche amona, also didn't have any more Klai Yisrael, people that you could trust, or that was maimim b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't have people that would mamashet emesa, emuna b'tochen b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneem HaNaposik says until him, Hoshi Hashem ki gomar chosit. The end of the pasuk says ki pasu emunu b'nei yodim. Mashra comes a time when it stopped the emuna in Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer mishum Rabbi Yeshua that miyom shechor beis hamikdash and yom shem by klola. After the beis hamikdash, every day there's a klola, means we don't see brachas and v'lo yorad atal lebracha. The dude that comes down now doesn't give such good brachas like before to the peiros. And v'nito tama peiros, the peiros don't taste so good anymore. Reb Yosi Yomer, avnito l'shoymen haperis, the fat of the peiros also, means to say it doesn't satisfy us as much as it did before the Churban HaBayis. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer that Hatayro not lo satam v'yesareyach. Meaning, some after the Beis Hamikdash, when Klal Yisrael stopped eating the peiros betayro, so therefore Hashem took away the tam of the peiros and the rechum. Means as man Klal Yisrael would noyig betayro and with the peiros, so Kadosh Baruch was also matar the peiros with the good smell and a good taste. But after they stopped being noyig tayro, is not lo satam v'yesareyach. The taste and the smell went away from the peiros. Ha-maisrois, when Klal Yisrael stopped taking maisrois, is not lo esher min adogin. It took away the fatness of the wheat, meaning it wasn't, doesn't satisfy anymore. And they stopped giving trumas and maisrois the way they were supposed to. Vachomer, the chomer say, haznus, v'yakshofim kilu esakel. That Klal Yisrael was doing the aveira of znus, that causes to be hunger in the world. Same thing, shofim, witchcraft also. That's machish from Mal Yishamalya, changes around from Mal Yishamalya, that we don't have a bracha coming down. Okay, turn over. So, continue on the other side. Yeah, Mishnah Yudalid. The pulmis shelas pasionis in the war they had it with Aspinus, the emperor of Rome, that fought against Yerushalayim, that was before the Churban Abayis Hasheni, is Gozru the Chav Medik Zero al Akras Chasanim. That a chosin cannot wear a special type of a crown, b'yom chuposin. The guys are not to do this. Vaisal zeicha for the churban, they made this gzeira. V'yala erus, also it's a kli zem, type of a drum, that you cannot use this, navai beis mishtois, nor to mamayit in the simcha. But pulmish shaltitos in the war, by the mechamish shaltitos, when he conquered Yerushalayim and he was sorrow after beis amigdosh, he was the shar tzavor, Shaltrinus. So when they had that Muhammad is Gozo al Atras Kalis, the medic is even a Kalam, should not make itself look so nice beyond Kaposoi, not to wear special crowns that was Mitsuim by them, Yeshazov, because Al Zech Lechurban, Vishala Yelamed Odom Esbino Yevonis, a person is not allowed to teach his son Yevonis. Can't teach his son Greek. Really means Chokmas Yevonis. But that was the svas that they spoke there in order to stay away from the goyim to remember this inyan. Tomorrow says the Gatzmaiseh, what they brought up the Korban with the Chazir, and the Zazar of Tisrael, so therefore they made Gzera not to learn Chochmas Yevonis. Right, the Bepul Masachron, by the last Mechama, right before was Chorav, the Beis Hamikdash, some say is also still with the war of Titus, but the end of his war, is Gozu Chazal made Gzera, Shleiteitze Hakala Ba'Piryon, Betoichir. That the Yom of the Chuppah, they cannot carry out a kala from father's house in a period, type of an oil, type of a tent, so talisos made out of golden talisos, it was too much of a simcha, so they made the Gzera not to do this. However, Rabbi Seinu Atiru Shatayte Kala by period, Matoichir. However, the Chomim were Mekel, and said, Mishum Tznius, it was Kedai that they should do this. Now, Mishnah Tezvov, Mishemais Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir was Niftah, Bot lo moishle misholim. Stop the people that gave misholim, gave parables. Why says Ramei used to give a lot of misholim when he was mace? It stopped. Mishmeis benazai when benazai was mace is bot lo ashakdonim. Like a masmid, shaitim is he was always there in the Beis Hamikdash yom v'layla. Like benazai used to say meser benavshi choshko batera. He was the masmid always learning. So when he was mace, was nifter, was stopped like this type of a. Of Asmoda. Mishemes ben Zoyma, Botlu Hadashonim, stopped the Darshonim. Ben Zoyma used to be a big Darshonim, used to Darshim Sukkim. Mishemes Reb Yishur, Mishur was Mace, Poska Toiv Min Olam, stop good from the world. Some said because right after he was Mace, that's when started the Mechemes Beter. So Toiv was stopped. Mishemes Reb Shimon Gamliel, Bo Goiva, Verabu Tsarois. Because Reb Shimon Gamliel was mace, bo goiva means that grasshoppers came and they ate up the produce and a lot of tzoros came to Klal Yisrael. Mishemes Reb Elazar ben Azarya posak ha'isha mechachomim. Stopped that a Talmid Chacham should be so rich. Reb Elazar ben Azarya was a big isha, very rich. It was zeichah v'shtei shulchanos. So he was niftov, it stopped such an inyan. Mishemes Reb Akiva botol kvod ha'Torah. When he was mace, it stopped inyan of kvod ha'Torah. Meaning to say, when he was here, Rabbi Kiva used to darshan kol koitz, any koitz in the Torah, tilitzum shalachis,
he dashed in the Torah Gavalti, that's called Kavadat Torah. That nothing in the Torah was Levatolom, everything was there for Drosha. That's called he gave Kavadat Torah. And when he was Mace, it was Batal the Sinyan. Mishemes Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. When he was Nifta, Batlu Anshe Mace, it stopped Anshe Mace. Sometimes it's Anshe Moifis, people who do miracles like. Chanina Tzadik was a Tzadik Gadol, and he used to do a lot of Maisim, a lot of Nisim like. Mishemes Rabbi Yosi, Katnusam, when the small Rabbi Yosi was Nifta, Poskul Chasidim, he was a real Chosid Gadol, it stopped the Chasidim. Now, Baloma Nikri Shmoy Katnusa, why was he called Katnusa, small one? Shrei Katnusam Shah Chasidim, he was the smallest one of the real Chasidim. He was the last one of the Chasidim. When he was Mace, was Poskul Sinya being a Chosid. A Chosid is somebody who does something with name Meshur Sadin. Mishemes Rev Yechon Ben Zakai, Botul Ziv HaChochma. The shining of Chochma stopped. As he was a Chochma, a Chochma Soy, a Chochma Soylam, and God of Bateri was both. Some say it means Ziv HaChochma, means the splendor, the beauty of learning. Mishemes Rabbi Gamliel Azokain, Botul Kvoid HaTorah. We know we had before that was Rabbi Kiva, but it says again, when Rabbi Gamliel Azokain was Mace, was called Botul Kvoid HaTorah, meaning until his times, people still used to learn Torah standing up. Now, when he was amazed, then they started to learn sitting down. That's called Kavod HaTorah, the way he learned it. He used to still learn it standing up. So that's considered Botul Kvoid HaTorah. The Mishnah says also, Amezo Tyro Precious. Stop the Indian of being Noi Tyro and Precious. That was Reb Shimon, that was Reb Gamliel Hazakin. Then the Mishnah says, Mishemes Reb Yishmoel Ben Povi, when Yishmoel Ben Povi was Niftam, is Botel Ziv HaKuna, stop the glory of Kuna. When he was Shimish B'Kayim Gadol, he was a Chochem and a Noshir. And a lot of Chochomim used to eat, a lot of Kahanim used to eat by stable. So he was Niftam, it's called Botel Ziv HaKuna. Mishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe was Niftam, Botel HaNova V'Yirashet, stopped, he was the Minhi of HaNova, being humble, and having this need of Yiras Chet to be afraid, Pasha, to do a Chet. Rabbi means Reb Yehuda Nasi, because Reb Yehuda Nasi was a big onof, and Noi B'Kedushi Yisera, so if it was Posko, this in. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyah says, that Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, is Boishu Chaveirim Uvenei Chorin. Means people that are Chaveirim, Choshev people, Tamini Chachomim, Medakdim, Gede Mitzvahs, and the Azori Maestros, and the Parasim Batairo, they became embarrassed. And the Adin of Bnei Chorin means, Rashi says, it means Michosim Shabam, the special Choshev people. They became embarrassed, and the Chofu Roisham. They had to like cover their head from the people that were Chutzpah. The Chutzpah people came greater, so therefore they had to lower the head, they'd have covered the head. And the Nidaldalu Anshe Maisa, and the people that did great deeds, Nidaldlu became lower, became less and less, came weaker and weaker. The Govru Bal Yisroya Bal Eloshin, and men of violence, Bal Yisroya, and men of Bal Eloshin, the people spoke Loshin Ara, they became stronger. The Yain Dairish, and nobody told them what to do, nobody gave Droshas, Vein Mavakish, and nobody started to seek. The Yain Shil, nobody asked any questions. Al Milon Lishoin, in such a massive, who do we have a right to rely on? Alovinu Sheva Shemayim. We only have a right to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nobody asked for advice anymore. It's getting worse and worse. And the Zayat Tzadikim might have to be saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Leza HaGadol Leimer. Rebbe Leza HaGadol says that Miyom Shechor Beis Mikdash, from the day the Beis Mikdash was Chorav, Shoroi Chachimaya LeMehevei Kisofraya. Like it started, the Chachimaya, the Tamei Chachom started to be like a seifrim. It started to be like Malamdei Mikra, people that teach Chumash. V'sofrayim, and the Malamdim acted kichazono. They acted like the Gambay in Shul. V'chazono and the Gambay in Shul kiamadaria. They acted like an Amoritz. The Amadaria and an Amoritz acted Ozlov and the Daudlo. They became weaker and weaker. And also V'yein Mavakish, nobody was going to look how to. The Novus was Mavakish Rachamim, and therefore such a matter of Ami Yesh Lishon, who do we have a right to rely on? Alo Avinu Shebashman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the end part of the Mishnah, that be'ikvois Mishicha is at the end of the Golas we're holding now, before Mashiach comes. That's called ikva, the ikva, like the heel. The end of the Golas before Mashiach comes, chutzpah yiskei. There's going to be a lot of chutzpah, where yiskei means to be this God. There's going to be a lot of chutzpah in the world. They're going to talk fresh, act fresh. The yoiker yamir, and the food doesn't go very up. Price is going to be very expensive. Prices for the food doesn't going to go up. Hagefen titempiria, the grapes will give off their fruits, but the yayin biyoiker, the wine is going to be very, very expensive. But everybody's going to drink to become shika. The amalchus tehofach leminus, and the malchus is going to turn to be leminus. They're going to be people that are koifa biyika. Is in such a case we ain't techocha, and there's going to be no techocha, not going to listen to anybody. By isvad yilaznus, and the base of our is supposed to have meetings of chachomim, it's going to turn out to be a base of znus. The agolol yecharav, the gol will be shown be like desolate. The agavlon yisha, most name of a place. Also, some say means goylem baboshan, will be like a desolate. The anshei hagvul yisayvavu meir liir v'lo yichananu. Some say means not an anshei gvul by the boundary, but anshei aglil. They can go around from city to city, and nobody's going to have rachmanis on them. The chokhma soifrim tisrach. Tisrach means start to spoil. Those people won't be gurus, won't look at the tamachacham. The yirachet yimosu. And people that are yirachet, people will despise them. Yimosu be mias in their eyes. V'emesti nederes. And the truth will be forgotten like. Naorim pnei zekeinim yalbinu. Young children will embarrass older people. Zekeinim yamnuf nektanim. Older people are going to have to stand up for the young people. Ben menavel of, a son will embarrass his father. Bas koma bima, a daughter will get up against her mother. Kala bechamoisoy, a daughter-in-law starts fighting with her mother-in-law. Oive yish anshe besa, people are going to hate their own family, they're going to have fights. And the pasuk says, that's a pasuk in Nicha. Then the Mishnah says, pnei hador kipnei hakelev. The face of the dog, the generation, will be like the face of a kelev, like a dog. Notice they're going to go after Azus and Chutzpah. Haben Einam is Bayishmel. The son is not going to be embarrassed even from his own father. It's such a matziv. V'yal miyeshtan lishon. Who can we rely on for any help? Alavinu shebeshmam v'yana kodesh bochum. Shemespalo that come to be as good from here of Yemenu. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor Oimer. Pinchas Yor says, Zerizus to me this of doing mitzvahs. Bezerizus, doing it the way he's supposed to fast, is Mevil ben Nikias. That brings the mid of Noki to be clean from any chet. When Nikias from being clean, Mevil de Tyre brings with the bigger Madrega of Tyre Saleva Machshova. O Tyro, having this Machshova's Tyro, Mevil de Priest to come to be by mid of Precious. You'll stay away from Gashmias. O Precious, the mid of Precious staying away from Gashmias, Kedushim to you, is Mevil de Kedusha. That's going to bring him to the Madrega of Kedusha. O Kedusha Mevil de Anova, come to be a humble person. The Anova, the mid of Anova of humbleness, Mevil de Yerushet. That brings you to the Matrega of Yerushet. You're afraid to do a Chet. Yerushet Mevil de Chasidus. That brings you to the Yakle Chasidus, which is the Fnei Meshua Sadin. The Chasidus Mevil de Rokesh. If you act like a Chasid, thou bring upon yourself Ruach Kodesh, and be Tishra on you, the Shechina. Ruach HaKodesh Mevil de Tchias Emesim. Then will be Zoicha. Tchias Emesim, boy, the Elio Zochel Atoyv Amen. Tchias Emesim will come amidst Hashem when Elio Novi comes, like the pasuk says, "A Malachai, Hini Anochish Lech Lechem Eslo Anovi Dufnei Boyom Hashem Hagod Vanoira." So, Mela, that's going to bring upon the Tchias Emesim. That's Lika Mesechta Saita.